USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says Pfizer booster shots will bring the COVID pandemic to a close. She calls it an important first step. Those over 65 who have received two Pfizer shots are eligible for the boosters. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says multiple states are ready to put booster shots in arms.
Colorado, along with New York, Ohio, and other states across the country are ready to activate large vaccination centers to get shots in arms as quickly as possible.
The Buoff Law Firm in Tampa Bay is offering a $20,000 reward for information leading to the whereabouts of Brian Laundry. The Florida man is wanted in connection with the death of his fiancée, Gabby Petito, on a cross-country road trip. Anyone with information is asked to call the FBI. USA Radio News.
Two straws, one check. It must be date night. If you've logged on to social media in the last few weeks, you're sure to have seen fans of the chart-topping hit by Walker Hayes doing the fancy-like dance at Applebee's restaurants across the country. Inspired by the song's chorus, the restaurant is bringing back the Oreo cookie shake. So now fans can have their very own fancy-like date night with a Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake. Country singer turned TikTok sensation, Walker Hayes.
My wife Lainey and I have always gone to Applebee's for date night. And it's a great spot to stop with the kids while we're on tour. So, I've always thought it'd be fun to write a song about it. And it's been so great to see the response to the song and people doing the dance on social media. Now, to top it off, Applebee's has brought back their Oreo cookie shake so everyone can celebrate just like my song. What's better than that, y'all?
To find your local restaurant for a fancy-like date night, visit applebees.com/restaurants.
The clock is ticking regarding a new agreement to raise the debt ceiling.
The federal government could default on our debt for the first time in American history come next Friday. Lawmakers have drawn lines in the sand. Republican Senator Mitch McConnell.
They want to tax, borrow, and spend historic sums of money without our input. They'll have to raise the debt limit without our help.
Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer.
How heartless can you be? You voted to spend these monies. Because of COVID. It's a valid reason. And now you don't want to pay for it.
America's debt is currently well over $28 trillion. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A federal appeals court in Atlanta will take up Georgia's abortion law. Friday's hearing comes after the state's new abortion rule was struck down last summer. A measure passed by state lawmakers in 2019 outlaws most abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
More than three dozen House Republicans are signing on to a resolution urging the Biden administration to fully enforce federal immigration laws. This is in response to the illegal immigrant surge in Del Rio, Texas, which is Congressman Tony Gonzalez's district. The resolution asks for a return to the Remain in Mexico policy, which keeps asylum seekers south of the border while their claims are processed. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn, speaking on the Senate floor, says finally Democrats are paying attention to the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border.
But finally, our Democratic colleagues seem to be paying some attention. Over the last several days, more than 15,000 migrants, primarily Haitians, have arrived at Del Rio, Texas, a town of about 35,000 people. These migrants have set up camp under the International Bridge. And Border Patrol, state, and local officials have been working around the clock to ease the humanitarian crisis.
New home sales are rising faster than expected. Government figures show sales of single-family homes rose 1.5% in August to an annual rate of 740,000 units. It's the second consecutive monthly increase despite high prices and tight supply. The median price of a new home sold last month was just over $391,000. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.